Now, some other fun little factoids that came out of seismic data was that geologists were able to recognize two other parts of the interior of the Earth that they hadn't quite had a good grasp on before this. One of these is called the low velocity zone, and it's called that because seismic waves slow down as they travel through it. And that slowing down is because parts of the low velocity zone are molten. Now, if we think way back to the igneous rock lecture, we talked about decompression melting, and that was this idea that your rocks sink down far enough into the mantle to become very, very, very hot, well above the temperature we need to melt the rock, but the pressure's too great for it to transition from a solid to a liquid. So, as that material starts to rise back up as part of the convective cycle, so we have material that's cooling, it's becoming more dense, it's sinking, it gets heated up, it becomes less dense, it rises. As it gets to a certain depth below Earth's crust, the temperature is still really, really, really high, but now the pressure has decreased enough that your rock starts to melt. The low velocity zone is reflecting that partial melting. That's the zone where decompression melting happens. So, that was one fun thing that came out of this seismic data, was the ability to show exactly where that decompression melting is happening. One other fun area of the mantle that we're able to see with seismic zones is something called the mantle transition zone. And this is a pretty broad area of the mantle where seismic waves speed up just a little bit and then they speed up again. So they do the sort of two-step speeding up as they get into the lower mantle. The inference that we draw from that is that something has changed in the way that the atoms are arranged in the minerals that make up the lower mantle. Presumably, what's happening is with that much pressure, as we go farther and farther into the interior of the Earth, as we add all that pressure, we're packing all those atoms closer and closer and closer together. And as we pack things closer together, that allows the seismic waves to travel through them faster. So it's as though we're going from a solid to a super solid. And so those waves travel a little bit faster. So we know some interesting facts about the upper mantle and the transition between the upper mantle and the lower mantle. Unfortunately, we don't really know a whole lot about the lower mantle. So a lot of the ideas that geologists bat around about the lower mantle are really just hypotheses at this point. We don't have a whole lot of information to tell us about that part of our world. So, now let's think about the core a little bit and the mantle and think about how things move on the interior of our planet. And that seems like kind of an odd idea when we think about, well, the mantle should be mostly solid except for where it's melting near the top.